It says back, v'chi nemar korban shnei pum. Doesn't say the word korban twice. Ba'alo le'nemar ela korban echar. It says it one time. V'nemar boy chalas or kikin. It also says that this korban could be from chalas or kikin. It is so meyakim shimonos. Therefore, rotzalavi chalas maybe. Rikikin, maybe. If you want, you can make all 10 chalas. You can make all 10 wafers rikikin. But machzah chalas, machzah rikikin also, maybe. You can do what you want. Or boil along, then you mix them up with the shemen. Like she says, li'acher afiyosim. After you bake it, then poisason, you chop them up into pieces. Or marvin, and you mix them up at shemachzil the salt, so it comes back to its flour. Like it says, nigmorin elam anochis. Then you mix all of them together with oil. So that's lashon here, that maybe or boil alone the kaimis mishnayim, then you take out kmitza from both of them. V'imkamatz v'yola biyodoy miyachar al shnayim yotza. If you take one kmitza from both of them, also it's good. V'imkamatz mishnayim means from the chalas and from the rakikin. But we made a kmitza of yola biyodoy meyechod al shnei from one for the other, it's also good. In other words, the chachila try and make the kmitza from both. So part of it should be from the chalas, part from the rikikin. But if not, if only one came into rikikin, it's also yotza. We have Yosef Yudu Amar. Minan, how do we know to say? Le'oymer re'alai minchas mafe. Someone makes a chiv to make a minchas mafe, minchas baked in an oven. Shlo yavi machas chalas. He'll let the tanakamba. You should not bring half chalas or machzor kikin. Tamlem, the pasuk says, v'chol mincha shetiyofa betanur, v'chol nasa b'macheshes, v'yamach v'as lakoyin amakev oisoy, loy siya, v'chol mincha blula v'shemin, v'charev v'chol b'nei yaren tiya, v'chol oima l'mato, shnei minim chalukim, is af, v'chol oima l'malo, shnei minim chalukim. Just like on the bottom part, it's each min is by itself, you can't mix the two together. Same thing lamala also, each min has to be done by itself, you can't mix the two together. The Rashi says like belula, b'shemin, and b'chareva, they're two different minim. You can't mix the two together. They're just like the mincha, that's belula, b'shemin, and mincha, chareva, can't be mixed together. Here also, that it says also here, that shnei minim are not mitzdarfin. For Rabbi Yehuda, for the Gemara, Shapik, Kama, L'churi says very good. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapik Kama Rabbi Shimon. Dr. Yudis say is Pshat, Rabbi Shimon Tain is back good. It doesn't say Korban Karmit. It doesn't say Korban Karmit. Omolach, the answer is back. Kiva Nichsiv Bashem Bashem. It says the word Bashem Bashem twice. Command Nichsiv Korban Karmit Dami. As if to say yes, you have to have each Korban separately. You cannot mix the two. It has to be either all Chalas or all Rakikin. Rabbi Shimon. He'd like to say Bashem Hashem. He wouldn't have said the word Bashem Hashem. And I would have thought to say, Dafka mach to chalas or mach srikikim. I would have thought to say, Badafka have to bring five and five. Abu chalas l'chudayim, rikikim l'chudayim, I'm alayim. But maybe you cannot bring all ten out of rikikim or all ten out of chalas. Is kamashpun, that's what the pasuk says, Bashem Hashem, to say yes, it could be done both ways. Rabbi Yosef, if the Morakash, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Hainu Avua, I just read all the same thing as his father does. So what's the difference? Rabbi Gemara, he could benayu the yavid of communities, but the yavid if it was done. So Rabbi Yehuda Rashi said, Rabbi Yehuda the yalef time in mikor benechod the yavid sheros, but the yavid it would be kosher if you make five and five. But the Rabbi Yosef the yalef in blula v'charevam for that limud kihech just like over there. If it mixed together minchas charev and minchas blula be possible. Here also, if you mix together, even with the Ebed, it would be possible. That's not Kamina. How do you learn out to say this Yerusha that you can't have five and five? Now, Kamina, learn out whether it's Likuva or not Likuva, that not Kamina has been the last two Yerushas we had. Hadron Alecha, Kol HaMnachas. All right, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape. We're holding that Samach Gimel on the day is the new Perek. Rabbi Yishmael. Mishnah starts off, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael says, Ho'imer ho'yabo ba'shabbos, that the Oimer that brought on the second day of Pesach, Kezayin v'nisan, and that comes to be matir the chodesh, and that's brought a mincha from barley, it's a new barley, but it's matir for everybody to eat the chodesh, a new crop that was grown that year. So loch is where you bought the Shabbos, it's even brought on Shabbos. It's even if the second day Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still is Bech Shabbos. Now, Mishol Soyim, if it comes out on Shabbos, then they used to cut down 3 saws worth of barley. That equals to an ephah. And we know that the actual minch itself was Nishon, was 1/10 of an ephah. In other words, used to have to sift it down to get pure flour out of it, so there would come out to be 1 isar and 1/10 of it went for the mincha. Uvachril, let's say the second of faith that came on the weekday, then lechomish, then they would cut down 5 saws worth of barley, and from that they would sift it over and over again until they get finally 1 isar of pure barley flour. However, vachomam lechomish say, echad b'shabbos v'echad b'achril, whether it's Shabbos, the second day of Pesach, or whether it's a weekday. It was always enough just to cut down 3 saws worth of barley, which is 1 ephah, and out of that they would sift it down to get 1/10 of it in isarin for the mincha, for the mincha shayma. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kana Moimer, he said that b'Shabbos hayeniksa b'yochid, if the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, he only had one person cutting it down. Over magal achas, he only had one knife, like one saw to cut it down with. Over kupa achas, they put it into one basket. Since we're done on Shabbos, you have to remember, do as least as possible. Over achol b'shloisha, over shalosh kupais, over shalosh magolis. But on the weekday, then they would use 3 people to cut it down, and they would use 3 baskets, and 3 different knives. Of Broivam Hadras Melo to have more people doing it. However, Nechomba say, Echad b'Shabbos v'Echad b'Chol, whether it's Shabbos, the second day of Pesach, whether it's weekday, still, b'Shalosh, 3 people would do it, or b'Shalosh Kupas with 3 baskets, or b'Shalosh Magolos, 3 different knives. Rashi says, it's Lefarsim Edovo, Mifnei Habay Susim. It used to be that Tzedukim used to darshin, there's not Tzedukh Shabbos. So Chol Medavka wanted to do it with a person, a lot of people should do it together, just to show that it is Deucha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Bishlema Rabbanon, Kesav is very good, what Rabbanon hold, that Isoren Mubchar Bisholesh Soyin Osim, that you have to have an Isoren, 1/10 of an ephah for the Mincha, so 1/10 you could get from 3 Soyin, again, 3 Soyin is the size of an ephah. Now when you sift it down, a 1/10 of that becomes pure barley flour, so it's good. Therefore, Vloishna B'chol, Vloishna B'Shabbos, doesn't make a difference whether the second day of Pesach comes out on Chol or on Shabbos, you cut down 3 Soyin of barley, and for that you sift it down to get a pure 1/10 of an ephah. And the Rebbe Yishmael, my Kesav, what does Rebbe Yishmael hold though? He Kesav, if he holds, that he's Sarah Mubchar, Lo Yossi Yelim Mechomish. That's what he says. In the weekday, you have to cut down 5 soyin worth of barley. From that, when you sift it down, you get 1/10 an ephah pure barley. And so, afilu b'Shabbos nami, we're going now that the omer is doich Shabbos. So, if that's what you need to get a tenth of an ephah, it should be doich Shabbos also. You should cut down 5 soyin on Shabbos also. Elamai imi sholosh osi, if from 3 soyin of barley you can sift it down to get a pure Isarim from that, if so, afilu b'chol nami, then even the weekday also we should hold it's enough to cut down 3 soyin. How can Rabbi Shmuel says that on Shabbos only cut down 3, and on the weekday cut down 5? Some of Rabbi Rabbi says like this, Kesav Rabbi Shmuel holds, Isarim mubchal v'loy tircha osim michomesh, enoch nami. Not so much bother, Rashi, if you don't want to have to sift it down that much, so then if you cut 5 soyin of barley, you'd be able to get 1/10, 1 isarin of pure barley. But petircha, but if you do it a lot of times, when you keep on sifting it over and over again, then also mishalish, then even from 3 saws worth of barley, you could eventually end up with 1/10 of an isarin of pure barley flour. Therefore, it's like this. Petircha, in the middle of the weekday, when there's not a problem of doing extra malachas, maestin and michamish, you're better off cutting down first 5 soyin worth of barley. Tohochi shvicha nusa. It's easier that way. So therefore, cut down 5 soyin. Rashi says, kach meshubach adover, devisar mubcha tvei, shemamtsi mikol soy elamat. for mitzvah, you want to get a little bit. So therefore, Rashi says, Elamat oisay selos dak hayetzah rishon, some of the first pure that comes out at the beginning. So you have a bar, it's easier and better to do it out of five. But the Shabbos, but on Shabbos, by cutting down five soyim, it's an extra malacha involved. Like every ball you cut down is another malacha. Therefore, mutter shiyabe b'malacha achas, the hakodah, you're better off just sifting it over and over again, this three soyim, but rather than b'al yabe b'malacha ishabe, not to have to cut down five. Because if you cut down five soyim, there are habe malachas involved. And Rashi says, first of all, shayikzor, you're going to have to cut down the extra two saws worth of barley. Then the yizra, you have to throw it up in the wind, winnow it. And then the yivra, you have to separate the bad from the good. Then the yitra, you have to grind it. And then the yirka, then first sift it down. Shtei soin yaser. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're better off, if at all possible, just to cut down three saws worth of barley. And from that, you'll sift it down to get a pure yisar. Mashaken of the weekday, but there's no problem of malacha, therefore you're better off cutting down five saws. If that's five saws, you come down to one isarin of pure barley flour. Now, Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Yishmael b'nei, she Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Amru Dover Echod, that Rabbi Yishmael and Al-Mishnah, and this other Rabbi Yishmael b'nei, she Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Amru, both say the same thing. What does it mean? The Tanya learned like this, Ab also shechal liyos b'Shabbos. When erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, the locker is mafshit esa Pesach ad achozom, that you're supposed to skin the korban Pesach up until the breast. Rashi says that's enough to take out the yimurim. By the korban Pesach, if erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos, but only what you need for the korban, not more. Therefore, you're only supposed to skin, take off the skin up until the breast, and take out the yimurim. And leave it then till after, till Metzoy Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael B'noish Rabbi Yechon Amruka, that's what he holds. However, the Chomer say no, Ad Sheyiv Shetef Kuloi, that you're allowed to skin the whole Korban Pesach on Shabbos. You're allowed to take off all the skin, even more than you need. So he says, therefore, our Rabbi Yishmael is like this Rabbi Yishmael. That me lay on Rabbi Yishmael B'noish Rabbi Yechon Amruka Hossam. Didn't he say over there by Korban Pesach? Anything that does not bedavka have to be done today. You do not have to skin the animal more than just until the breast to take out the emurim, so you have the method to do more. So that's pranara bishmol also now mishnah. Hachinam ikivun diyevsha leitachinon. That since it's possible to get the sorin of barley flour from three sows, so therefore even though it's a lot of tirchom, you're better off just doing this much and do not do more. You can't do more than you have to. So Moses says back to Rabbi, no. Rimai, who told you to hold the same shita? Dilma may be out. Come, Rabbi Shmuel Hocho. Rabbi Shmuel only said, Bayos, El the Leki Bezoin Kotchim. It's not a problem of making any Bezoin Kotchim over here. Because it's only cutting down barley. You have to first get the pure flour and then you first be Makdashit. But when you're working with it, there's no Hegdash involved yet. There's no Bezoin of Kotchim. Therefore, do a lot of tirchah, keep on sifting it over and over again. Aval hosam, but over there by the korban pesach, could be Arab Yishmael hold, like a chom over there. Aval hosam, yikah bizon kachim. There it's a bizon, it's disgraceful for the kachim.